this Canucks squad who you saw a month ago? Remember from that meeting?
You know, I've watched them fairly close going back to last year. I like the way they play. They ran into some injury problems last year that affected them. I thought they came out of the gate real strong the first game that we played against them. They were really good. Kind of feel the same way about them now. But they've got enough structure in their game, and they've got a special player there for sure that, you know, the road is a place that we got to start playing the game that we play at home. So we'll have it'll be a challenge for us tonight. I don't. Some of it is rhythm. Like you got to get out on the road, and you saw Van got off to kind of that good start, and on the road too. You can get on a good road roll. We just haven't. You know, it was every second game, and then we went to Finland. So we just haven't been out on the road enough. This will be good for our group, and I think you can find your game there. We've trended better defensively here since for me, even going into Detroit from that game on, we've been a better defensive team. You usually. Play a simpler game on the road. There's not the urgency to put on the show, and that's what we need to do in these next four is continue, I think, the direction that we're heading, but get a good feeling on the road. Well, we want to catch up. Like it's okay to have games in hand, but you don't want to be four games behind everybody because we're going to get stacked up in December. We've got three really tough stretches in our schedule left going into December. 4 and 6 for us. I don't consider that. I mean, it's a challenge on the back end, but I don't consider it a tough schedule. So it's coming. We got to win games and get points in the bank because our adversity and our challenges are ahead of us.
Well, I know you don't want to put the focus on one guy on the opposing team, but how much do you know of Pettersson?
Just what I see on your guys' highlight packages seems to be on there a fair amount. I'm not saying you're wrong either. I don't know if this is accurate because there's always great young players coming into the game, but it just seems over the last 5 or 6 years we've had these outliers come into our game, whether it's McDavid or Matthews or Laine, people that do, you know, sometimes just specifically one thing. Like when you see McDavid skate or Patty shoot the puck, you just don't see that from regardless of age. And now we see these kids come in and they can dominate. He has, I don't want to put any labels on him because that's just unfair, but his ability to kind of move into holes and open the ice up and make those plays shows a hockey IQ that's in line with Patty's shot and Connor's speed.
What about the confidence that these young guys are coming in right now? Like that's changed a lot as well too.
Well, and rightfully so. Geez, I don't know, it was George Kingston, an old coach. I don't mean old George, but a coach once said, kids are good, they just can't produce, right? And that has completely changed now. They can come in and score 30, 40 goals. The style of game that changed since 2006 is a big part of that happening. The emphasis on speed, then if you can skate, you can play. We have like Nick Ehlers, all these guys came in, really good players, but go back 20 years, we would have had to wait till they put 15, 20 pounds on to just survive it. So if you can come in and skate, you can play now, and truly they must be doing something special. And the skill development is such a bigger part. It's focused on more with these kids, and it shows.
Thank you.
Well, you talked about Kyle becoming a driver on before the move. How's he handling the move?
Really well. Boy, his last 3 or 4 games especially, his pace and his ability to beat people down walls, to be on pucks, all the things that he got so much better at over the course of one hockey season is the staple of his game. And the directness of it makes him an easy player to play off. We put a first-year rookie with Scheifele and Wheeler last year, and we played him against the other team's best, and it's not because we're nice guys. He's good enough defensively to play there. So easy to read for Brian, and that helps his game.
And how do you gauge the benefit between balance or having him with Blake
and Mark? I gauge it by do we like the way we're playing? Do we like the way our lines are playing? I like that line. And you know, it hasn't been together enough to have a big body work, but I like Brian and Connor together. The way Nick Ehlers is playing right now, I'm really pleased with where his game's at. We could flip those two, and I wouldn't worry about it. Nick is playing a completely different game than he was maybe in the first five, so it would be a different player. If I put those three guys back together, we would have a chance at least to see what that line could do.
Ask Mark Scheifele what has allowed the power play to be so efficient. He said one word. He said wheels.
Yes. Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Well, he's the guy that touches the puck the most, and Blake will tell you what's really good about the power play is when he gives it to somebody, they score. So a little bit of a mutual admiration society going on out there. Blake can get the puck to people, and those guys put it in the net.
Yeah.